Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for one of the funniest female comics in the Midwest, Stephanie Lochbueller, everybody. Of Portland Gold!
Hi. So, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I sometimes get nervous when I'm on stage. I get a little shaky, feel like I'm gonna throw up, which is exactly why I'm not a stripper. Could you imagine a stripper with stage fright?
This isn't just Stephanie's spiel. Stage fright is part of her process. Stephanie got into comedy in high school when some friends challenged her to do stand-up for a talent show.
And I loved it. Like, the first time I did it, I fell in love.
Just a rush.
I threw up twice before performing. Right before performing, I was so insanely nervous. And it's funny because I did theater forever, and I'm like, this is easy. I can go on stage. When you're up there by yourself and you're doing stuff that only you wrote and you're expecting a response and hoping to God that you get one, I mean, it's insane. It's beyond insane.
And you're an adrenaline junkie, obviously.
I am, but it's weird. Like, I hate it beforehand. I'm going, this is awful. I feel like I'm dying. It's kind of like a roller coaster where you're in line going, why do I do this to myself? Like, right. This isn't fun having anxiety. Like, yeah. Nobody purposefully does it. Yeah. And yet.
But the payoff must be so good.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It's a huge ego boost. huge ego boost.
And when Stephanie says ego, she uses the term advisedly.
Yes, I am currently a PhD student in social psychology here.
Addressing a class, Stephanie notes, is not dissimilar to the stand-up experience.
It's the same nerves beforehand. It's the preparation. You kind of have this sort of script that you go off of, and you know, you're hoping that nobody heckles you while you're up there.
Or acts bored or starts falling asleep.
Yeah. And you still are looking for those signs that people are paying attention in some way. I sometimes try to put jokes into what I do, but when you're in front of a comedy audience, they're expecting to laugh, so they generally do. But every once in a while, you'll throw in a joke in class, and everyone's just like, am I allowed to laugh? Is this okay?
Managing her dual identities can also be stressful when academia comes to the comedy club.
There's been times where, especially one time that I performed comedy and a bunch of my grad student friends came to see me. They had never seen me perform before. They didn't know what my comedy was like by any means. And so I noticed that it was definitely interesting to see the looks on their faces or their reactions afterwards after I did material that is not exactly PC. and it talks about various aspects of myself that, you know, probably would be embarrassing for anyone else to say. I do have one thing in common with strippers. I'm a single mom. Thank you. My parents did not react the same.
Mother is yet another of Stephanie's roles. She regularly riffs on the experience in her routine.
My drinking habits did come in handy, though, because my son will not finish his milk, so I came up with the game Bebe La Leche, and every time that Dora says something in Spanish, he's got to take a drink. My kid is the only kid in daycare that can shotgun a juice box. Proud parent right there.
Seems like the person that you represent in your act is not the authentic Stephanie Lochbueller. That person is someone who's not as smart, someone who's sexually obsessed, and someone who's not really the world's greatest mom. You know, what is your relationship to that persona, and why did you create her as the person you represent in your act?
I feel like I kind of am both. It sounds horrible. It's like going, okay, the way you described it, that's a horrible person. As far as being a bad mom, I don't consider myself a bad mom by any means. But you get frustrated with your kid, or maybe you want to have a drink after being around your kid for too long. It's basically those thoughts that go through your head, And then I just say them out loud.
So it's a way of venting, probably.
It is. It really is. And I think that it's relatable on some level.
Do you ever find that you're just a little too much for some moms?
Oh, yeah. I knew where the question was going. I'm going, yes, immediately, yes. So I tend to not have a whole lot of mom friends. They already knew me from my past and know me as a person like, well, she doesn't really drink around her kid all the time. And she doesn't really hit him. You know,
sometimes people tend to lose their sense of humor in those first early days of motherhood. It could be the sleep deprivation. Who knows?
It probably the sleep deprivation, the everything else about motherhood.
I'm actually a very responsible parent. For example, every time I take my kid trick or treating, I always check the sexual predator list. That way I know which houses have the best candy.
No wonder you're making certain people uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Well, and some of the jokes are just straight up not right. I'll admit it.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.